The following is a KTCK sports presentation.
This drama contains adult language and partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Did you guys used to go hot tubbing? Gregor, I know you had to have, because the hot tub became really chic when you were really at your full throttle.
What do you
stage.
Mean going hot tubbing?
Like, you know, like at 2 o'clock in the morning, you're like, let's go hot tub.
And then
you
get the jacuzzi,
man. Did you ever go to the tub club?
And then you jump from hot tub to hot tub.
We're getting our answer here.
Tub club?
Yeah, what is the tub club?
The tub club used to be at Greenville and Lover's Lane. It was a place...
Right in the parking lot of Confetti.
Right, and it was a place where you could go in and rent a hot tub. And just take you and whoever else you wanted in there with you.
You are kidding.
Really?
And you guys got in there?
Oh, yeah.
I would have had a full body suit with a mask and snorkel before I stepped foot into a hot tub like that.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they cleaned them out between rentals, too.
Oh, yeah. Drained them all, put them all up there.
Yeah, so especially the first time Grego put on one of those.
Especially when I used to roll in there about 3 in the morning.
Oh.
After bartending. I'm sure it was real clean.
Grego, what were you thinking?
I wasn't.
Well, did they serve beer?
No. You could bring your own in, though. They had one that was a VIP room, and it was shaped like Texas.
And how long was your session? Like 30 minutes?
I think you rented them by the hour.
The tub club.
Now, Mike, you asked Grego about it, so you're familiar with it. Did you step foot into the tub club?
Never did.
Mike.
He played the tub club
at
once.
At no time did I ever set foot in the tub club.
Did the Neon Glow Boys play the Texas room of the tub club?
I'd like to sit here and deny I've ever been in there, but I'd have to do it about 10 or 12 times.
Grego walks
in. That's
how
many denials I'd have to issue, because that's about how many times I've been there.
Oh, hey, Ryan. Can you play Mandy?
Or Brandy.
Or Brandy. I'll take either one, Mandy or Brandy.
I was never in that place. Never.
Kind of a cool place.
Set up your drums in the tub club.
That's what it was called.
I just picture these guys just
how
so
70s, 80s is that?
So beaten down, and like, you know, the band's manager's like, "Well,
they didn't have bands there.
I got you a gig." Oh, great.
Were we playing Matley's? No, not so much. It's
Gertie's?
No.
You're playing from 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. in the tub club. The whole club? No, you get one room. You get the Texas room.
Do you know where you're going to?
It's the Hardline, featuring Mike Reiner.
What do you want to get into?
What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams. Also starring Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson
Snake order.
As the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hardline.
Three, two, and one. Kick it.
Is 3:24. 24 minutes after 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Central Standard Time. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Hardline. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. It is Thursday. Another very big day of sports and all that that implies. Emanating live today from the Dr. Pepper Star Center, saying hello, Frisco. Good to be up here in Frisco today. And it's going to be a very, very big day, a very special day, because today, Grego, we are going to select the goalie for Subway Team Hardline in Charity Challenge on Ice 7.
Well, we're kind of going to select it. You know, a lot of it's going to be
provided, of course, that it's somebody they want us to have.
Right. A lot of it's going to be selected for us.
Right.
I mean, the fix is in. Have you heard this one, Corby? I mean, this is, you know, the fix. If anybody didn't think the fix wasn't in on this, this right here totally proves it, doesn't it? Because Cat, who is a player on the other team, is going to be part of the selection process.
Well, we think it would be better if Team Dunham and Miller win this year.
Good gosh. This thing is so stacked against
us. We're going to do everything we can to make that happen. Because you boys won last year, and you boys won the year before, and you boys win just about every year.
That's pretty much the attitude that they're taking.
And Dunham and Miller come in and cry about it. So we're going to let them win this year.
You know, I thought the way it was is we were going to have a group of girls out here, and then we were going to like to evaluate them and pick the one we wanted. No, that's not how it's happening. No, there's going to be a selection process that we're not even involved in. Well, I'm ticked off. I'm really ticked off about this. And I think I've got the right to be.
I don't blame you. I am too.
Well, because
it's bogus.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a tryout, then we should get to pick who we want, right?
Yeah, if it's a tryout, then let's try out.
Right, try out. I mean, don't try out and say, okay, here's the group you get to pick from. What a crock of crap that is.
Well, they're going to be running them in here later on today and trying them out, and then at some point, I don't know what criteria we'll use or just how it'll all play out, but
at some point
we're going to pick.
I'm sure by the time it rolls around, they'll say, by the way, here's your going. This is the one y'all get.
Probably.
You don't get to pick. We're going to give you one. That's probably how it's going to go. This whole thing is so bogus.
Now,
that's why I think we just need to go out there in the game and just beat the hell out of them. Just get physical and draw blood and beat the crap out of them.
Now, if you would like to get in on this action, you certainly can, because it is out here at the Dr. Pepper Star Center in Frisco, and it is free. So you can just come on out, walk right into this wonderful new arena that they have out here, and watch a little charity challenge on ice hockey. Now, there's going to be a workout later on, right?
Yeah, come on here and watch a live screwing. Don't even have to go to a donkey show. This is a live screwing that we're going to take.
So, that's what we've got going out here today. We would certainly like to invite you all out for this. We're going to have a Hardline prize pack to be given away, as well as a Musers prize pack, Stars tickets, and ticket t-shirts. Now, you must register to win all of those things. You can't just walk in here and demand that.
No.
And have it given to you.
There's a process.
Right, there is a process. So be mindful of that, and come on out here and check it all out. We are here till 7 o'clock tonight at the Dr. Pepper Star Center.
And we're going to have fun. Oh, my God, are we
going
to have
fun. Man, are we going to.
And for all the P1s out there saying, you know what, I don't want to go out there. You know, what's the big deal? I mean, they're going to have a stupid practice, and they're going to run these chicks in there. Well, we've got something for you. For the person that takes that attitude, Rhines, we have something just for them.
We do?
Beer.
Oh.
Beer.
Well, yes.
We've got beer.
Besides that, Rough Rider season opens April 8th. You need to practice that drive up the tollway here to the Dr. Pepper 7-Up ballpark. This will be a wonderful opportunity for you to do that.
I know we've got popcorn because I can smell it.
All right, now Cobra is here. He hasn't had a whole lot to say yet today.
He hadn't had any equipment.
Well, yeah, this is the first chance I've actually had.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to bring you into the...
Include me in.
Yeah, just trying to include you, that's all.
People need to come up to Frisco because... I think the new motto in
Frisco,
the new
you?
Motto in my life is more Frisco. I like it up here.
Well, that's not what you were saying during the meeting.
It certainly is not.
I like the pleasant drive up the tollway where they only charge me $3 to get up here. I love it up here. Being a citizen of downtown Dallas.
Just get a toll tag. Just get a toll tag.
I'm not sure if that's not a ripoff.
What?
Toll tag, is it?
No, it's not a ripoff. Saves you time.
Well, it does. I mean,
if you use the tollway a lot, it's the way to go.
Yeah, but I don't use it a lot. And okay, you probably didn't either until you started working up here.
Then you don't have to worry about it. You have a set account that comes out of one of your credit cards, and you never miss it.
But if you don't need it, don't do it.
It is nice up here, though, like this little rink.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
This would be a fabulous place to have our charity challenge game. What's it seat here? A couple thousand?
Something like that.
This would be loud and obnoxious. You know, not that American Airlines Center isn't.
We could sell out these seats easy, but then we could sell, can you imagine the standing room only on all the rails?
Oh, that'd be cool. That'd be very cool. They have little luxury suites over here.
Well, we must get rolling today because we have a lot of things to get to. In just a little bit, we're going to be joined by the general manager of the Stars, Doug Armstrong, and suddenly everything's all right with them.
They call him Army.
Army, yes.
They call him Army.
Army will be with us. At 4:10, there will be E! News. At 5:30, the Ranch Report with Mickey Spagnola. And then at 6:10 tonight, the Michael Irvin Show will take place.
Oh, that'll be the last one of the year.
Yes, the final Michael Irvin Show of the year will take place at 6:10. So that's what we've got coming up next. We'll get it rolling by seeing how the Little Mavericks fared in New Orleans last night. That next on the ticket, it's 3:31.